This reflection is based on the Gospel of Luke 18:35-43 for the solemnity of Saint Joseph, spouse of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Jacob was the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary. Of her was born Jesus, who is called the Christ. Matthew 1:16. De Caloris, brothers and sisters, I have spent much time looking at the readings for this upcoming week, 3:19-25. But I kept coming back to the feast of Saint Joseph. Saint Joseph, the husband of Mary, the earthly father of Jesus, and my mentor in heaven. I have always been drawn to Saint Joseph. His uncertainty when he found out of Mary's pregnancy, Matthew 2:18, his integrity when he contemplated divorcing yet protecting Mary's honor, Matthew 2:19. His obedience and trust in God when he followed what the angel told him in a dream, Matthew 2:20-24. His willingness to go wherever he must to follow God and protect his family, Matthew 2:19-20, and Luke 2:4-6. I am in awe of Mary's yes to the angel Gabriel. I am in awe of her fiat, yet I have always been more in awe of Joseph's yes. Joseph, just like you and I, conceived with original sin and yet his absolute yes to God. At the time of Mary and Joseph, an unwed pregnant woman would be stoned to death. Both she and her unborn child would be killed. Because of Joseph's yes, Our Lady's life was saved, and our Lord and Savior was born. Yet, on March 19, 1976, my relationship with Saint Joseph moved from my head to my heart. Joseph walked with me, a young, frightened, angry teenager. At the time, my mom was very ill. Doctors had told my dad that her death would come shortly, and that would be very difficult and painful. My dad had chosen to keep mom home, surrounded by love. A few evenings earlier, my grandmother shared with me that Saint Joseph was the patron saint of a happy death. I thought, well, that's an oxymoron. But after kissing my mom goodnight, I got into bed and prayed so fervently to Saint Joseph, asking him to intercede, asking that my mother die peacefully, comfortably. Asking that through his intercession that the doctors be wrong, and if she couldn't live here with us, that God welcomed her home after a smooth journey. At 3 a.m., March 20th, my father came into my room. I sat up immediately and knew my mommy had died. My dad held me and then told me how peaceful her passing was. He was holding her hand. She sighed, smiled, and was gone. Saint Joseph heard my prayers, my pleas, and God answered me through Joseph's intercession. As I shared, Joseph is my mentor. His quiet faith, his constant presence, his dignity, his faithfulness, his willingness to be there when needed. I have turned to him as a parent. I have turned to him as a spouse. I have turned to him for guidance, wisdom, trust. He walks with me as I strive to be the Michelle God created me to be. We are so blessed as Catholics to have the communion of saints. They, like each of us, have strived to be the person God created them to be. They have stumbled, fallen, and gotten back up to follow Christ's call. And they will walk with us, intercede for us when we ask. When I start a new eating regimen, I am more successful when a loved one joins me. This Lent, as I strive to live the Beatitudes, as I pick up my cross, as I strive to know, love, and serve God more deeply, I once again ask my mentor, my friend, my role model, to walk with me. And know with certainty, he is. Thank you, Saint Joseph. Who is your communion of saints and your mentor? This Lent, ask them to walk with you. What you will discover is truly wonderful. Wishing you a Lenten journey full of the fruits of the Holy Spirit. With love, prayers, and gratitude, Michelle Dooley.